Welcome to Meditating on Self-Love Podcast, the place for those on the road to self-acceptance, all about self-love and affirming your God-given power. I'm your host, Yael Rose. Stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Meditating on Self-Love Podcast, Season 5, Episode 22. If you're new here, welcome. I'm your host, Yael Rose, author of The 5 Stages of Self-Love and Dear Father God Prayer Book. And I want to welcome you to our cozy corner of the podcast world. In today's show, we'll explore affirmations for pushing through hard times. Thanks for being here this week. Shout out to everyone supporting the podcast, the calendar, or the books. Before we dive in, please rate, review, and share. Your support means the world. I'll give you a moment to do so. If you tuned into last week's episode, you now have a list of activities and actions to take to help your mindset push into experiences that will foster an incredible day. If you haven't yet had a chance to do that, I encourage you to go back and complete that journal writing prompt. This week, we will look at affirmations to use when it seems like you're not having an incredible day. We all go through hard times, and our perception of these challenges and the support we have through these times is what makes all the difference. Having patience, faith, and a vision for the future are the most direct solutions. And I often find that even when I go through a hard time in my life, there is always at least one thing I can be grateful for, and I focus on that. Now, don't assume that that one thing has to be a big thing. I mean, it can be the joy of just being alive or having your senses. It can be a song that motivates you to make it through another day, your favorite coffee or tea, or for me, a lip gloss. Yeah, I know. But bigger things to focus on may be reading books about subjects that pique your interest. Now, they can be related to your hard time, just as long as it's not adding more stress into your life. Or they can be about completely different topics that inspire you in other ways. Also, as we learned last month, sometimes pushing through is just surrendering and trusting that God will come through. Whatever you need to do, these affirmations will be here as another resource for you to push through hard times. Now, if you're listening in real time, I'm aware what day this podcast episode falls on, and if you've received my 2024 Dear Father God calendar, you are aware that this month I put an emphasis on returning back to your first love as believers, who is God. I also encourage us to focus on first joys that make us feel jovial, as to not put such an emphasis on what we deem as having a hard day. Coming up, we have affirmations for pushing through hard times and a journal writing prompt you won't want to miss. Stay tuned. Find a quiet place to relax. I will present each affirmation with time in between to meditate, journal, or just breathe. Embrace the power of patience, allowing me to navigate through challenges with calm resilience. I embrace the power of patience, allowing me to navigate through challenges with calm resilience. Faith in God's abilities and the journey ahead is unwavering. My faith in God's abilities and the journey ahead is unwavering. The strength through God to overcome any obstacle in my path. I have the strength through God to overcome any obstacle in my path. Thank you. In the face of adversity, I trust in God's timing of my life, knowing that everything is unfolding for my greater good. In the face of adversity, I trust in God's timing of my life, knowing that everything is unfolding for my greater good. Patience is my companion, and with each passing moment, I am one step closer to realizing my dreams. Patience is my companion, and with each passing moment, I am one step closer to realizing my dreams. Unshakable faith in my journey, believing that every challenge is an opportunity for growth and transformation. I have unshakable faith in my journey, believing that every challenge is an opportunity for growth and transformation. vision for the future is a beacon of light, guiding me through the darkest times and fueling my perseverance. My vision for the future is a beacon of light, guiding me through the darkest times and fueling my perseverance. I trust in the process of life, understanding that setbacks are temporary and pave the way for greater success. I trust in the process of life, understanding that setbacks are temporary and pave the way for greater success. Each challenge is a stepping stone toward the fulfillment of my vision. Each challenge is a stepping stone toward the fulfillment of my vision. Thank you. And lastly, I approach hard times with courage and optimism. I approach hard times with courage and optimism. You can stay here for a few more moments, affirming that you can and will push through. Be well. Thank you for sticking around for this week's journal writing prompt. Answer: reflect on one small positive step you took today that brings you closer to overcoming the challenges you might be facing. As always, support this podcast by sharing, writing reviews, and consider getting your copy of the books for yourself or someone else. Happy journaling. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to this season 5 episode of Meditating on Self-Love podcast. There are hundreds of thousands of podcasts, and I appreciate you listening. Please support this podcast by sharing it, liking, and leaving a review. Make sure to take the 5 Stages of Self-Love quiz. Get the 5 Stages of Self-Love book available on Amazon right now. Support on Cash App. Follow me on social media and share episode requests. For all advice, coaching, sponsorship, and other inquiries, email me at hello@iamyourrose.com. And until next time, I'm currently meditating on self-love.